So let's get on with this frequencies thing. A couple of articles from several years ago. This was from 2018. It was called "The Hippies Were Right. It's All About Vibrations, Man." Some of this is going to be kind of new age in some way. So you really got to use your discernment if you're a believer in Jesus. I'm going to scroll down a little bit here just to set the stage here. He says that they actually have come to the conclusion after we've heard Tesla, we've heard Einstein say, it's all about vibrations, man. So the hippies were right. And they're saying it's called a resonance theory of consciousness. I think it's pretty interesting that we learn about something else called synchronized vibrations. So it says it's at the heart of not only human consciousness, but of physical reality more generally. So again, going back to what we've heard Nikola Tesla and Albert Einstein say, all things in our universe are constantly in motion and vibrating. And I will share that more in the audios coming up with all the things with the animals, as you've already gotten a taste of. But all things are constantly in motion and vibrating. He says, and even objects that appear to be stationary are in fact vibrating, oscillating, resonating at various frequencies. And he says, resonance is a type of motion characterized by oscillation between two states. Kind of sounds, you get your mind wrapped around that. He says, and ultimately all matter is just vibrations of various underlying fields. Now that would include illness and wellness, you guys. He says here, an interesting phenomenon occurs when different vibrating things, processes come into proximity to one another. In other words, they will often start after a little time to vibrate together at the same frequency and then sync up, sometimes in ways that can seem mysterious. So I'm going to let you deep dive into that on your own and read that article. But all of that to say, that's why I say we need to tune up. We want to vibrate at something higher for wellness. And illness is always lowering your vibrations. And so are all of the electrical magnetic fields and things. So I just want to talk a little bit here and just mention from my class, vibrational frequencies. If you've ever taken a chemistry class, and you probably remember learning about atoms, and that everything is made up of atoms. And these atoms are in a constant state of motion or vibration. So, you know, the scientists already confirmed that for you here. If you need that to confirm anything for you, I just look in scripture and get all the confirmation I need. It says, when two frequencies come together, the lower one rises to meet the higher. This is called the principle of resonance. An example of this is when a piano is tuned using a tuning fork, in which the vibration of the piano string raises its vibration automatically to vibrate as the same rate as the tuning fork. However, mankind also has made vibrational frequencies, as I've said, that can and do and cause harm to us, the animals, and the environment. So we need nature's energy and vibrations to bring back our wellness harmony. I will close with Dr. David Stewart's article on that. And he was the one I first started really learning about quantum physics from, and in his book, Chemistry of Essential Oils Made Simple. There was an article written years ago, and we did a series of podcasts on this that really just was intriguing to me because of all I'd learned from Gary Young on this, on the frequencies. And there's so many people that are now finally getting this in not just science, but in the world at large. And I'm seeing it greatly in the faith world. And there's a reason for that, because we are in an epic spiritual battle here. So the title of this article, and let me see, I don't know when it was written, but it was several years ago. And I really, really dug into this. That's when I started digging into epigenetics and learning about all this. But the title is, Scientists Prove DNA Can Be Reprogrammed by Words and Frequencies. They're saying the human DNA is a biological internet. I think I don't need to say a whole lot to you guys with what's going on in the world today, how this is all actually connecting and what's trying to be done. So it says here, it says they've been studying this for a reason. This was Russian scientific research. And it says that all of this stuff from they're into, you know, thinking that it's acts of healing and self-healing and affirmation techniques and all of those things. They're talking about what words we use. They got into the words, weather patterns, all kinds of things. A lot of what's happening is being used in a really negative and derogatory way. But there is a flip side to that always. The evil one always has to copy what God has already done and created, and it will never, ever triumph over it once we get this into our heads, which is why I focus on it so much. But they said that it's a new type of medicine. DNA can be influenced and reprogrammed by words and frequencies without cutting out and replacing single genes. Now, they said only 10% of our DNA is being used for building proteins. He goes, it's the subset of DNA that is of interest to the Western researchers. I found that interesting, too. So the other 90% were always considered junk DNA. We've been taught that in school. And I always thought, I know God doesn't make anything junk. So this is weird. The Russian researchers, however, they were convinced that nature's not dumb. I would say God is not. So they joined linguists and geneticists in a venture to explore those 90% of quote unquote junk DNA. And their results and findings and conclusions were actually very revolutionary. They said, according to them, our DNA is not only responsible for the construction of our body, but also serves as data storage and in communication. So they found out that the apparently useless 90% actually follows the same rules as all of our human languages. It's a syntax, you guys. So they found that the alkalines, remember, go back to body bolt of our DNA, follow a regular grammar and do have set rules just like our languages. So our human language didn't appear coincidentally. Everything came from the word of God and the reflection of our inherent DNA. So it was just really interesting that they said, I'll just let you go into it and read it. This article still fascinates me. It's from wakeup-world.com. Said one can simply use words and sentences of the human language. And it's been experimentally proven, has been for millennia. It's in all in scripture. Living DNA substance in living tissue, not in vitro. Yeah. Will always react to language modulated laser rays and even to radio waves if the proper frequencies are being used. Look up Dr. Emoto when he did this whole studies with water and what would happen to the water. Is very interesting. And I'd be happy to share some of that with you guys too. So they're saying that, you know, obviously scripture, and they say spiritual teachers, esoteric teachers have known for ages that our body is programmable by language, words, and thoughts. So you know that old saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm me, is an absolute and utter lie straight from the pit of hell. It really, truly is. So the Russian researchers, they said they work on a method that's not dependent on the individual factors, but always work provided one uses the correct frequencies. There's people all over the world that totally get this. So I won't go any further into this because it is kind of a heavy read. It's very intriguing to me, and I hope you guys find it as well interesting. I've saved those articles and we'll link those for you here. And Dr. David Stewart wrote an article years ago titled Quantum Physics, Essential Oils in the Mind-Body Connection. And he goes really even deeper into this. So I'm going to let you read these so you can absorb them rather than me reading to you and trying to explain all these things. And here's what I tell people. You don't have to understand everything. Just receive the message. When you're listening to Dr. Doug Corrigan teach, I've had several people go, oh my gosh, he's over my head. And I go, well, he's over mine too. But I listen to the context of the message, not all the scientific stuff. But what is he really saying? And when you can let go of trying to understand all those little individual components and get the full message from that, you're going to be blown away. So I would encourage you to do that. You know, and that's how I read this. All of this is all about what we speak, what we think about, what we speak, what it all matters. And it's literally matter. It is manifest if our words and our thoughts and our actions manifest into this natural world. So we want to be real cognizant of that. And so we have to be careful not to speak negative stuff over ourselves. And I know we all fall into that trap, or we fall into the comparison trap. And so Gary created a lot of the feelings oils to help with that. I use affirmations every day on me with those particular blends and oils so that I am saying only, like, I put the joy oil on my heart and I say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I apply the abundance oil and I say, Lord, you came to give me life and life more abundantly. Other people use it differently. That's how I use it. I apply valor or white angelica and I say, you've not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I hope that sticks with some of you guys, resonates with some of you guys on that, because that resonating higher, right? Here is a quote Dr. Stewart has in this article, and it says, more recent experiments by the Japanese scientist Masaru Emoto graphically proved that human thought and emotion affects the crystalline structure of frozen water. So if you're thinking ugly thoughts, the water is going to produce an ugliness. And you know, just think about that. If we're acting like that when we're eating, when we're drinking, when we're interacting with our animals and our children and our other people in our lives, it matters, you guys. It really matters because it is is matter once we've spoken it. So I'm going to close with just a little bit more on the frequencies. Dr. Royal Rife, which I mentioned in the body voltage, said he was a brilliant physician and scientist in the 1920s. He found that every health disorder and dis-ease, that's when the body is no longer at ease, it's out of ease, it's out of homeostasis, has a frequency, and that certain high frequencies can actually prevent further development of these disorders by raising the body's frequencies back into harmony and balance. So when the immune system and the organs that house it are weakened or compromised, it is going to have a lower energy vibrational frequency than a strong vital immune system, than what that vital immune system vibrates at. So when dis-ease and illness are present in the mind and or body, they may manifest as chemical imbalances. However, underlying this is electromagnetic imbalance that has altered the specific vibrational frequencies of the very molecules, cells, tissues, and organs within the body. Think about this. Fear is rampant. That's the real pandemic right now. It's fear. And that is lowering vibrations big time, not to mention all the infighting and everything. What can we do to do the part in our own lives so that people see that, notice that difference, and then they want to rise to meet that vibration, and you can help them do that. You can help show them how to do that. Again, the sense of smell, when it comes to the body, odor is received by the receptors in the nose, whose signal is transferred to the olfactory bulb, which is part of the limbic brain, which I mentioned last time. Because smell data doesn't first travel to the nervous system, it goes directly to the brain instead. It said that smell is the brain's direct link to the environment. So all smells, like all sounds, for example, have their own unique signature frequency. If they didn't have their own vibrational frequency, we wouldn't be able to tell one odor from other scents. So it's the same thing with anything like parasites, fleas, ticks, intestinal worms. Whether it's fleas, ticks, intestinal worms, heartworms, they're all naturally attracted to animals, and that's something that humans do get parasites. They're attracted to those with low vibrational frequencies. Did you know that? An animal with a strong immune system and high vibrational frequencies will naturally be unattractive to these microbes and parasites. So check this out, you guys. I've heard this old saying, there's two dogs and one's got a bunch of fleas and ticks and this other one over here doesn't. And an old farmer had a granddaughter asking him, or her dad, she asked her dad, well, Daddy, what's wrong with that dog? Why has he got him and that one doesn't? He goes, bad blood. Well, we also know it's not just bad blood, but bad vibrations. The frequencies are too low for that animal to maintain proper wellness. And it's the same is true with us. So what do? We raise those vibrations by everything I've been sharing with you guys over the last few weeks. And the oils are what started this conversation. So you can start there and then incorporate anything else. And it includes our attitudes and the way we think. And I hope you all have a really blessed day. And remember, you guys, be well.